This WBEZ podcast is supported by The Auditorium, presenting Alvin Ailey American Dance Theater, April 24th through the 26th. Experience the power, passion, and athleticism under the direction of newly appointed artistic director Alicia Graf Mack, plus five Chicago premieres showcasing the bold innovation and artistry that have made Alvin a global cultural treasure. Tickets at auditoriumtheater.org.
Good afternoon. I'm Lisa Labas, and this is The Rundown. Illinois Governor J.B. Pritzker is making a plea to federal immigration agents, leave the kids alone this Halloween. My colleague Alex Degman reports Pritzker called activity by Immigration and Customs Enforcement in Chicago's Old Irving Park neighborhood during a children's costume parade unconscionable. That parade attracts kids from all across the city, but it was canceled last weekend because agents had deployed tear gas. Pritzker made a public ask of Border Patrol Commander Greg Bovino.
Your operation has sown fear and division and chaos among law-abiding residents in our communities. If you are unwilling to cease operations and leave our city, can we at least agree that our children should not be victims, especially on Halloween?
Homeland Security Secretary Kristi Noem responded, saying it is shameful Pritzker would ask for that. Noem was in Gary, Indiana today and denies any American citizens are getting caught up in immigration enforcement operations, despite numerous confirmed reports of such incidents. Noem claims any reports that allege Americans are being arrested by ICE are false. However, both WBEZ and the Sun-Times have documented such arrests, including talking with lawyers for U.S. citizens who have been detained. Graduation rates in Illinois have reached a 15-year high, but some other measures for high school students are lagging. My colleague Sarah Karp reports the Illinois report card out today shows 89% of the Illinois class of 2025 received a high school diploma. State Superintendent Tony Sanders credited $3 billion in new state funding over the last 7 years. That money gives school districts resources to intervene when students are struggling and to provide rigorous classes like advanced placement.
These opportunities keep students engaged and on track for success.
But one in three high school students were considered chronically absent, meaning they missed more than 10% of the school year. Also, the average ACT score was 18.1. That's below the national average and what would be needed to get into a less selective college. Illinois Governor J.B. Pritzker has enacted two executive orders to support farmers as the federal government shutdown threatens SNAP benefits. Pritzker signed one order today that directs $20 million in state funding from the Illinois Department of Human Services and the Bridge Fund to support food banks across the state starting November 1st. And yesterday, he signed a different order directing two state agencies to enhance domestic markets for agricultural commodities. You're listening to The Rundown. The most recent Chicago School Board meeting was filled with your normal fare, but members were distracted as their phones lit up with messages about what had been going on outside on the streets. Federal immigration agents were out in force and confronting protesters. Last week, some high school students were detained, and at one point during the meeting, the news filtered into the board chambers. My colleague Sarah Karp tells us what happened.
The floor was ceded to Destiny Singleton, and her words silenced the room. She's the student representative on the Board of Education. Destiny is a senior at Ogden International, a diverse school in Westtown.
Recently, I've been surrounded by many, many students, CPS students from many, many different schools. And I just wanted you guys to know that we feel the weight of ICE in our city and in our country. And students have been posting minute by minute on ICE agent locations in hopes to protect our fellow students. And I feel like we shouldn't do this because we're children and we shouldn't need to protect ourselves in this way.
Like Destiny, for board member Emma Lozano, the pressure is constant. She's a pastor at a church in Pilsen, a community of Mexican immigrants.
They already picked people up this morning. I was on 21st and Polina. They were there. And we just need to work this out because our children are totally frightened that they're going to come home and they're not going to see their parents anymore.
That's why she and others are demanding a remote learning option for students. CPS's interim CEO had already said it would take the governor to declare a state of emergency for that to happen. Lozano took aim at that.
It is an emergency, period. This is an emergency right now. So we need to figure that out, whether we go to the governor all together, we write a letter, we do what we have to do, we march, we do everything, but remote, it is an emergency right now. Ahorita.
Interim CEO Macklin King responded to the urgent call, but she says she and her team are overwhelmed with focusing on teaching and learning, dealing with gun violence, and also getting daily reports about ICE activity. She asked the board members for their help.
We receive every single detainee, and we have to carry that throughout the day. So we're asking in this moment, activate your bases and your individual districts, talk to legislators, elected officials. We need help. And I guarantee you, if you bring it, we will gladly accept it and enforce it.
Board member Yesenia Lopez says the school district has to face the hard reality. That day, her community of Little Village was being targeted.
I know parents are fearing, with number of them either self-deporting or not leaving their house. If you were able to get up this morning, brush your teeth, take a shower, dress, and make it here without looking over your shoulder, that's privilege.
Destiny, who's not an immigrant, says no student she knows feels that privilege now.
We are terrified. Everyone is terrified. And I deeply appreciate the steps that CPS have done to protect us, and I urge CPS to do more and to continue and to protect us, because immigrants are amazing, and their presence in the city makes the city the great place it is, and everyone is under attack. It is just not Latinx people, just not immigrants. Everyone is under attack, and the people I love and hold dearest to my heart are afraid for their lives, and that is not okay.
After speaking, Destiny had to leave the meeting. She needed a moment. Sarah Karp, WBZ News.
Weather today, sunny skies and a high in the mid-50s. Tonight, cloudy, a low in the low 40s. And Friday for Halloween, sunny skies, high again in the mid-50s. You can find the latest news whenever you want at WBEZ.org or on your radio at 91.5 FM. I'm Lisa Labas. Thanks for listening.